up, chat metters? We're here, back it again, reposting. Now it's season 3. I hope you guys had a wonderful holidays season and just spent some time with your family and friends. And yeah, 2023 hit off to a new start, but also a very eventful one. A lot of events has happened. Ken Block unfortunately had passed away.
Who?
Ken Block.
Who's that?
You don't know who he is?
No, I don't know who that is.
He's a race car driver.
I'm not really big into race cars.
A Disney actor, I forgot, got in a very bad snowplow accident.
Oh, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, he also got in a very bad accident. And now the topic for today is Damar Hamlin, which, unfortunately, which got hit on the field and went in cardiac arrest and was dead for, like, I'd say, I don't know, they didn't say how long, but he was dead for a couple of minutes.
Not minutes.
Yeah, he was. But
like probably, like, 2 minutes, man.
Yeah, but they were doing resuscitation for 7 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
So he was dead for a long time.
I mean, I wasn't watching the game, on time or like during the same time because I was in a different time zone.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Damar Hamlin unfortunately got hit, and now he this is very rare in the sports like field. It can happen anywhere. People say this could only happen in football, but it does happen. It could happen in every sport. And when he got hit, basically he went for a tackle and he got hit in his mechanism of injury. If you don't know what a mechanism of injury is, when you go to like EMS or do something like that, that's how the person got injured, and that's very important for many health care providers to know, because knowing how they got injured could result in a more of a differential diagnosis or a field diagnosis, something where you can get an idea of what happened and what they're going through right now. So the mechanism of Damar's mechanism of injury was getting hit in the chest area where the heart is or the cardiac system is. And while getting tackled, that's where he got hit. He stood up and then collapsed and was dead. And then the medical officials found him pulseless. So from there, basically, they're doing resuscitation and it's not guaranteed, but...
I have a question. Were you watching it live, Ryan?
Yeah, why?
So, did they start resuscitations right away? Because obviously, like, we know football, right? There's a lot of head injuries, right? Sometimes we've seen it where a player will get up from a head injury and just, like, collapse, right? So, do you think it was possible that, like, they thought it was a head injury at first? Or what do you think?
Well, that's kind of... You can't say that. All right, well, I'm just saying that's pretty basic answer to that, because if he has no pulse, he's dead. That's very...
No, but, like, obviously, like, did they think that was, like... Because in football, right, we've never, like, really seen someone...
Well, like, if you're a medical provider, the first thing you look for is the person breathing or the person has a pulse. So they would have known that right away.
Yeah, I guess, but, like, football is a little different, you know? Because that's not, like, really what you're looking for if someone's, like...
No, but that's the... As a healthcare provider, if you're also an emergency technician, the first thing you look for if a person has collapsed, are they breathing, or do they have a pulse?
No, but, like, I'm talking about, like, the trainers on the field, you know?
Same thing, they're all trained to look at pulse and breathing. That's the number one thing they look at first, when the person is not responsive, unconscious on the ground. Because if you don't look at that, that's what they're trained as the first thing to look at.
Alright.
Because, basically that's life or death. They know immediately there he was there. Because if they didn't do that and they just treated him for a head injury, he would have been dead. So, basically the condition he had, which... basically, it's from the mechanism of injury, it's something called commotio cordis. I'm pretty sure that's the Latin words for it. But I don't know if they confirmed it or not, but all the doctors, everyone hypothesized that that's their differential diagnosis, because the way the mechanism of injury was, that's what happened. Basically, commotio cortis is when you get hit at the exact millisecond where we're going over this in my EMS class, where this is your cardiac rhythm, and then at a specific point in your cardiac rhythm, if you get hit there, your body can go straight into cardiac arrest because that's the exact millisecond they get hit. But basically, that's
say that again. I was reading about that too, right? And they said it's like literally within like two, like there's a space in between like 2 milliseconds where you can hit it, and then it has to be like a certain amount of force, like a threshold, right? So if you had to be like hit really hard in that area in like a 2 millisecond time, so like think about like how crazy that is, like how, yeah. What are like the chances of that?
Exactly, like the chances of that are very rare, and that's why this is only something that's been seen in textbooks. Like, people don't even refer this as a field illness because not that many people, not illness, but like accident, because basically this is rare and doesn't happen. But the thing is, like, fortunately he did survive. That's why, viewers out there, it's good to know CPR and take a class out there. It's because that can be life-saving. Like, if imagine that this was at a high school football game and there was only one trainer. And it's not like where they have hundreds of medical staff out there, the same thing happened, right? You being a teammate, knowing CPR could save your teammate's life or something like that. So that's why it's so critical, because you don't have to be a healthcare provider. You don't need to do that. All it does is literally chest compressions. It's the easiest thing you can do. It's not that difficult. It takes like, I think for me, it took me 5 minutes to learn. There's like 3-hour courses out there. But yet again, it's not that hard to learn, and it's very critical. That's the number one skill any physician or any healthcare provider knows. But yeah, so basically you got sorry, what were you saying?
I just want to go based off of what Ryan was saying about like chest compressions. It's very easy to learn. Ryan was saying like the 3-hour courses. Those courses are mainly to be like certified, right? So you have a certificate of CPR, but many of these things, many like basic life functions you can learn on your own, like just like on YouTube, or just like look at like classes like that, right? And it's just like, you may not be certified, but it's still good to know in like good emergency cases.
Yeah. So basically, when he got transferred to University of Cincinnati Hospital, he was not able to breathe on his own, and basically they had to put him on a. They put him in the ICU, they assisted his breathing, and they laid him on his belly. He was on his belly on the stretcher, he was not facing up. And the reason why, I don't know the terminology, but I remember we were discussing this, but it was basically because he had lots of fluid built up, still a lot of blood. And the reason why facing down was to prevent that from anything like called edema or something. I don't know exactly the terminology, but it was something with that. But that's interesting, because that's what they put him face down on the stretcher while in ICU to prevent any other further illnesses or further things that can hurt him. So basically after that, the funny thing is when he woke up, he couldn't speak, and the doctors luckily said he would be able to come back to full recovery. But the funny thing I thought was that when he woke up, he wrote on paper, did the Bills win the game? And I thought that was like very horrible, like kind of like funny in that, because like football, he literally wrote, did the Bills win the game? And they're like, yeah, but you guys, they didn't win, right? Oh, no, they suspended the game.
No, so the game basically got like postponed and canceled.
Yeah.
And then like a couple days later, they just said they would rule it a no contest. So no team won or lost the game. They just, their season ends like a week early.
Yeah.
But not a week early, but like they play one less game basically.
Yeah, that's what.
Because this injury happened really early into the game. We're literally only 10 minutes of regulation had gone off the clock.
Yeah.
And the game probably started like 30 minutes before that, or like when the like kickoff time. So this was like a pretty early injury. So everyone was really caught off guard by it.
Exactly. So okay, that makes sense. But the doctor said that you won the game of life, because he was very lucky to come back and like have no. He's literally gonna have a full back recovery, and like I'm so happy for that, because again, like, things like this, it's kind of rare to come back from a full, come back to full recovery. But, like, if you don't know, many people, like, if you watch medical dramas, if you haven't seen it, like, in person, it's very rare for a person to survive after cardiac arrest. If you don't have the right professionals in that, dude, like, resuscitation, I don't know the percentage, but it's a very low, only, like, percentage-wise, I don't want to even give a number, but it's very low where you would survive, and it's not where the medical shows where people do CPR and they come back to life. No, it's like, not that many people survive after a cardiac arrest, and, like, and that's the sad truth of it, where you gotta just put your A game on when you're in the front line and, like, have that, and that's why I'm saying DeMar, I'm very happy that he's here alive and he's gonna have a full recovery, because yet again, these injuries and these things are, like, life-altering, and it's life or death.
Yeah, this was a really serious injury. We want to reiterate again that it's, like, really rare. That's why, literally, we've only seen this, like, once in all-time football, right? Like, you've never heard of anything like this. That's why everyone was so shocked, and, like, why everyone, like, especially in the nation, right, was like, how could this happen in a game? Because it's literally such a rare thing that people just don't know about. Like, everyone knows cardiac arrest, but no one knows, like, oh, you just get hit in the chest and then it's there, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Exactly.
And, like, we want to read, like, say, like, oh, we're really happy that DeMar pulled through. He's fully off of this breathing tube now. He's I think he's still in the hospital, right?
Yeah, but he's just
breathing on his own. Yeah. He's, like, fine and everything. And one thing that I thought was really powerful from, like, this whole situation is how he had, like, a toy drive, right? And before, like, the injury, right, there was only, like, $2,500 as the goal. And I think now it's around, like, $7 million people have donated to his charity.
That was really wholesome, too. I didn't hear about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, because DeMar Hamlin was, like, so I'm pretty sure he was, like, a backup who got thrust into the starting role because one of the players got injured, Micah Hyde, as their starting safety.
Yeah.
So that's why his goal was, like, kind of low, because, like, he's maybe not the most well-known player in the world, not taking anything away from his injury or, like, what happened to him. Like, he's an amazing player who plays for the field. Plays on the field, leaves everything on the field, loves the game so much that, like, his first reaction wasn't, oh, like, what happened to me? He's like, he wanted to know what happened in the game, you know? It just shows that, like, how much these players do care about football, too. And, like,
exactly.
We also saw the outpour of support from his team, the Bengals, too, or the other team. And it just shows how, like, the brotherhood of football and, like, how they will always look out for each other.
Exactly. Yeah, so, like, I think as we covered it all, and just prayers out to DeMar, everyone else that's the previous people we mentioned too, because, like, these are a lot of serious injuries.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Sorry for interrupting, but do you think he'll be able to play ever again?
I'm not even his doctor. I don't know, but they said he'll make a full recovery. But I think it's more going to be a psychological effect now where, like, he's going to have PTSD after that. And I don't know, like, now I think it's going to play a big psychological role. Like, after that injury, everyone would be scared to come back to a sport where he almost, like, he was dead, basically. Like, he was clinically dead. So, like, hopefully he'll be back, but I guess, like, after that, I would probably quit the sport of football because, like, it's traumatizing. Like, I would not want to go through that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's definitely, like, a scary thing. You almost died at your job, basically, because that's their job. They almost died at their job because of, like, the nature of the sport.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's really it we wanted to talk about. Thank you guys for joining back, and I can't wait for the new year to come. A lot of stuff we'll be releasing, especially helping you guys with the college admission process, because we basically went through all that, everything is done. Yeah. So we'll be going over that because I know that was a stressful thing. I didn't really think of it that much when I went through it. When I was thinking about it junior year, I was like, oh, these seniors are like over exaggerating. Well, they weren't wrong, and it's a pretty stressful process. So we'll go over some tips and how to make it less stressful for you guys. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great day. Anything you want to add, Amon?
No, we just thank you guys for the continued support as always. Have a good day, guys.